Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Aliens and the Amazon. Rainforests are fascinating places. You've probably studied them at school and found out loads of interesting things about them. They are home to literally millions of species of insects, plants and animals, with many yet to be discovered. And it's where all sorts of delicious things come from, such as sugar and chocolate and even pineapples. Yum! They do a great job in the fight against climate change too, absorbing all that carbon from the atmosphere. Pretty cool places. Or hot. I should say they're hot places, right? My favourite fact is that the rainforest is where we have discovered the sources to make medicines, and it's thought there may be further cures of all sorts of diseases in the flowers and other plants on the forest floor and in the heavy vegetation of the canopy. If we could perhaps discover all of the forest's secrets, which would mean we would have to stop cutting them down, then maybe the world would be a better place. Now, you won't know this, but the rainforests have actually held a different type of secret over the centuries, and I'm going to tell you about it now. Here we go. Rainforests are the favoured spot for travelling beings from distant planets. Yep, I swear it's true. Aliens. Aliens like to visit the rainforests, and a bunch of them have for thousands of years. Some were from Bajora and Nebula in the neighbouring galaxy. Others from Kyra, a super planet not far from Orion's belt. That's just a couple of them, but there have been tons and tons. After all, the universe is a big place. The only people that the beings would meet during their stays were those from an indigenous tribe who have never seen anyone from the modern world and so would have probably been more surprised if faced with a TikTok video. The tribe were known, well, to themselves at least, as the Hadale, which means sun in Arawak, which is the language that they spoke. Only a fraction of sun reaches the forest floor in the rainforest, but the canopies were thinner here, and so it could beam down more easily on the tribe and their dwellings. The Hidali treated the planetary visitors kindly and shared their land and food willingly. In return, the aliens would share their knowledge to help the tribal healers identify new medicines and cures in the plants around them. Now, because of the effects of time and space dilation, you know, the easiest way to get around over intergalactic distances, I'm sure you know, the beings were somewhat ghostly and so largely appeared as visions and in time would become part of the folklore of the people. Of all the places on Earth for these beings to take a pit stop, you may wonder why they chose the rainforest. I mean, why not meet with presidents or visit the enormous cities of the world? The answer, well, kind of obvious. Who wants to meet some boring old politician who might see the beings as a threat and try to imprison them or even kill them? You only have to watch a few science fiction films to find out that this is the way these things usually play out. Well, in the writer's imagination, at least. It just wasn't worth the risk. And besides, the rainforests were lush and beautiful. And other than the squeaks and hisses from the calls from the animals, were actually a very peaceful place. Or they were peaceful places and everything was fine. But all this was about to change. And it was all thanks to a very famous celebrity called Lamuel Emerson Blease. He made videos about his exploratory adventures, mostly focusing on how brave and daring he was. Unfortunately, his desire to be famous made him careless and thoughtless. For example, in his efforts to capture a video of the world's rarest beetle, the Jinx pincher, in his excitement, he accidentally stepped on it. Squish! He chased the endangered mudflat bear from Bolivia so much that it climbed up a tree and didn't come down for weeks when he should have been hibernating. And the least said about the lesser spotted penguins of Patagonia, oh, the better, except to say that there were even less of them to spot now. But still, the clicks on his videos would increase and, well, so would his ego. And Blaise had a new plan. He decided he would delve further into the rainforest than anyone had ever before. It wasn't even that he was particularly interested in what he might find, but he did like being famous and having a million billion followers. His aim was to find one of the hidden tribes. What a scoop that would be. It didn't remotely occur to him that the tribes might actually not take kindly to being unhidden. So off he set. Now, unfortunately for most of the people in the equation, Lamuel Blaise had chosen to make his expedition to the rainforest at the same time as a group of aliens from Vilaxia, a moon of Jupiter that no one has discovered yet, and, well, they want to keep it that way, so don't tell anyone. These beings were enjoying a nice chat and some delicious sort of broth with the Hidalgo when there was the most tremendous commotion and a man burst through the thicket, flashing his camera and recording himself. It was, of course, Lamuel Blaise, video sensation and official idiot. "Oh, wow! I've actually done it!" he exclaimed, talking excitedly into his camera, which was recording the scene. "Say cheese, guys! You're going to be internet stars! An undiscovered tribe, discovered at last by none other than little old me! You're welcome!" He didn't realise he was stomping all over the embers of the campfire and knocking pots this way and that under his massive feet. "Absolutely astonishing!" he trilled, swishing his camera this way and that as the tribal folk began to raise from their seats, reaching for their knives. As you can imagine, they were slightly less interested in being internet sensations and more interested in stopping this lunatic from breaking any more of their pots. The astonishment had in fact only just started for Lamuel Blaise, as he found himself facing not only some tribal folk, but three very large aliens, at least 8 metres high and ghostly blue in colour. There may have been tentacles. After all, you have to hold your broth bowl with something. "And oh my goodness, it seems like I've made an even bigger discovery. Actual aliens. You heard me right, a video exclusive right here. They're enormous and kind of see-through. I'm going to take a closer look. Don't forget, click like, comment and subscribe. It's the Blaise channel exclusive." But as he went towards the aliens, a funny thing happened. Everything went black. Lamuel awoke to find himself in a different clearing and nothing at all could be seen of interest, other than the usual green dampness and the scritch of various curious insects peering up his nose. He leapt to his feet and ran back down the trail, determined to get back to civilization to post his video. There wasn't any Wi-Fi in the rainforest. He had determined to complain to someone about this when he got back. He'd captured a video of not only a tribe, but those weird alien beings. He would be the biggest video star of all. Sadly, it wasn't meant to be. He told his producer the news and the producer blinked slowly and then, well, just laughed. "Aliens? Really? But I saw them with my own eyes. I think you may have accidentally eaten a poisonous berry and hallucinated. Aliens in the Amazon? You need to take a break. It's clearly jumbling your brain. But the video, it showed them and the tribe." "You mean this video?" The producer showed Lamuel the screen where he was downloading the tape. "The video that shows you raving about an 8-foot creatures whilst you stagger around in a load of ferns?" It was true. There was his voice and, well, his own face on the selfie cam, but there was nothing else to see. No tribe at all, and no aliens either. He couldn't believe it. All of that had been for nothing, and he hadn't gotten anywhere with his complaint to the Brazilian government about the rainforest Wi-Fi either. It was infuriating. Far from making him more famous than ever, it actually made him look not only silly, but actually a little bit mad. And when word got out, people were actually laughing at him. He realised after a while that perhaps it would be better to shut up about it all because he was fed up of it all. And he vowed never to go adventuring ever again. So what had happened? It was quite simple. Islamuel Blaise had crashed into the tribe's dwellings. One of the aliens had waved a hand and a gentle breeze passed through the air. Lamiel was sent through a space-time wormhole to a different clearing, one with some rather pinchy bugs, and the tape was wiped clean of any images of the Hidali or the Phylaxians. And thanks to the aliens' fast work, the tribe found that they could not quite remember what had happened when the loud stranger appeared with his flashing cameras and big boots trampling over their campfires. They continue to live peacefully with their occasional visitors from the stars returning now and then to share the secrets, and that was that. And in a funny sort of way, Lamiel, of all people, had made the world a better place. Giving up adventuring for clicks would mean no more rare beetles would accidentally be squashed, no more endangered bush bears would be scared up trees, and no more rainforests would be trampled under his big boots. And maybe one day someone else would discover the rainforest secrets. Well, some of them at least.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.